Everybody, yesterday we spoke about the bracha of Hatov HaMeitiv that is recited when a baby boy is born, and we said about the unfortunate circumstance. What about when there's a child who has Down syndrome? Should the bracha of Hatov HaMeitiv be recited on the birth of such a child, or perhaps not? That's what we spoke about yesterday. Now we're going to talk about what bracha should be recited when a baby girl is born. So by way of introduction to that issue, we begin with the Gemara in Brachos Daf Nun Ches, where the Gemara tells us very clearly, Amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Haroas Chaveir La'achar Shloshim Yom, if you see a friend who you have not seen for 30 days, Mevarech She'achiyanu, one is supposed to say the regular bracha of She'achiyanu that we recite on different junctures throughout the year. And this is the way the Gemara comes to the conclusion, as well as the Rambam in the 10th parak of Hilchos Brachos. Now the Rishonim point out there on the Gemara, and in other places as well, that this is only going to be recited if you're talking about a friend who is a very endeared, a very admired friend. But Stam, some friend of yours that you happen not to see for 30 days, that's not what we're describing here. It's only if it's somebody who you really have a very serious relationship with, someone who you're so excited to see, then we assume you recite the bracha. But otherwise, the Shulchan Aruch says you don't have a right to recite this bracha on anybody you haven't seen in 30 days. And by that understanding, we can bring that logic as well to other times, Yishei Shechiyanu as well. Rav Soloveitchik was of the opinion that even though the Gemara says somebody who buys a new article of clothing has to say Shechiyanu, but nowadays, says Rav Soloveitchik, where we all have 5 suits in our closet, it's not so exciting when I buy a new suit. It's not the highlight of my year. It's not such a big deal because we have so many clothing. The Rav said maybe that was in a time when they bought one suit at the bar mitzvah that lasted them till the wedding. And then the wedding suit lasted for the next 20 years, and that was it. At the 20th anniversary, you thought about getting a new one. But now where we all have clothing and it's something we've become so accustomed to, a Shechiyanu has to be revisited. Should we really recite a Shechiyanu on the new clothing, or is it something that maybe we're not so excited about, so therefore a bracha maybe should not be recited? You make the bracha Shechiyanu on the fact that you're seeing someone that you haven't seen in a long time. That's what it says. So the question is, what about Bizman Hazeh? What about nowadays? Why would you assume that nowadays anything should change? The same way they had good friends back then, we have good friends today. If somebody is considered to be such a good friend of yours that you would recite a Shechiyanu in the times of the Gemara when you see them after 30 days, why wouldn't we assume it would be the same? So the truth is, and the Sefer Chesed La'alafim, which is written by the person who wrote the Yisod V'Shorash HaAvodah, he lived in the end of the 1700s and to the beginning of the 1800s. His name was Rabbi Lezer Papo. So the Yisod V'Shorash HaAvodah writes that Bizman Hazeh Shegavra Chanufa Be'olam, nowadays that we're all living double lives, we all have this idea that we should give tremendous praise to people and we should offer adulation and we should show the flag, but in breath we'll go and stab the guy in the back. We're not such good friends anymore. We're not such loyal friends. Therefore, he says, we don't make a Shechiyanu anymore. And this is expressed also by the Minchas Elazar. He has a sefer called Nimukei Arachayim, where he has comments on Shulchan Aruch. So here, with regard to this bracha, he writes that Bizman Hazeh, we don't have the practice to make it, even if you haven't seen the friend in 30 days, and even if he's a good friend. Why? Because nowadays he says, Begaluseinu Bavonuseinu Harabim, unfortunately, this is the reality, but this is what it is. We have so much enviousness, there's so much rivalry. He said we have so much backbiting to one another, and we're not true friends the way we're supposed to be, and therefore he says if you would start making the Shechiyanu on people, it would be a bracha levatela, because you know he's not really a good friend, and you know that you would turn around and say something negative about him, he would say something negative about you. And not only that, he says, if you're going to start picking and choosing who you can say it on and who you can't, that's going to make bigger problems. So he says, forget about it. This is why nowadays we really don't have the practice to recite the Shechiyanu after seeing someone you haven't seen in 30 days, even if they are a good friend, because nowadays our friendships are not as sincere as really they should be. Rabbi Avadia Yosef discusses it in a tshuva, and he says, look, if you have somebody, your parent, who you haven't seen in 30 days, somebody who everybody knows, you wouldn't turn around and stab them in the back, somebody who you know you really do trust and you really sincerely have a serious relationship with, then, in a case like that, we would assume that a Shechiyanu would be recited, because the whole assumption why not to say it is because the nature of our relationships are not what they should be. But if we have somebody who we really feel a very close affinity and love toward, then obviously we should recite the bracha of Shechiyanu. So now, if you think about that, in light of what we spoke about yesterday, the Gemara says clearly, when a person has a baby boy, they recite a bracha of Hatov HaMeitiv. The Gemara does not say you recite that bracha on the birth of a baby girl, because the Gemara is assuming it's better to have a boy than a baby girl. When a person has a baby girl, their simcha is not as complete. So again, Soloveitchik asked, why is that true? Why should you assume nowadays that a baby girl is not the same as a baby boy? That's up for major discussion, but either way, that's clearly the assumption of the Gemara. Says the Mishnah Berurah, even though the Gemara doesn't mention a bracha that should be said when a baby girl is born, and we clearly don't make the Hatova HaMeitiv for whatever reason the Gemara assumes, says the Shechayanu, when I see the baby girl for the first time, that should be like seeing my friend for the first time in 30 days. So if I would say to Shechayanu on somebody who I'm very friendly with, on somebody who I love, on somebody who I'm very close with, and I'm very excited to see them, certainly I should make it on the child that's been inside the womb. I've been waiting 9 months to see this person. I'm so excited to meet who they are. And now they're my child. I would say to Shechayanu, just on that alone, says the Mishnah Berurah Chiddush, Mikal Makom Nirali Pashut. He says, it seems clear and obvious to me. Depam Harishona Kisheroa Osa, the first time you see that young girl that was just born, Mevarech Shechayanu, he says, because this should be no less than the Shechayanu that's recited upon seeing a good friend. And this is not only the Mishnah Berurah who writes this, this is also the Munkach Rebbe has in his Sefer Darkei Chaim Shalom, that's what he did when he had his baby girl. Also, he made the Bracha of Shechayanu, even though it's not quoted in the Gemara. And this is also quoted in the Sefer Archas Rabbeinu, which is the practices that are recorded of the stipler and the chazanish. So they say that the stipler was careful to also recite a Shechayanu when his baby girls were born in his family. So my father told me that Rav Soloveitchik was asked on many occasions about what he felt about this, and he felt also it makes a lot of sense to follow the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. Maybe we should recite the bracha of Shechayanu upon the birth of a baby girl, even though it's not mentioned in the Gemara and it's not mentioned in the earlier poskim, but it makes a lot of sense. Like the Mishnah Berurah says, to me it's pashut. So the Igros Moshe weighs in on the issue as well. And he says, when you have a family that has a baby girl, so Rav Moshe says it brings tremendous simcha. And he says, therefore you should recite a Shechayanu because it's at least the equivalent, if not more, than a person seeing their friend that they haven't seen in 30 days. Says Rav Moshe, even when you're talking about a family that doesn't have a lot of money, and now they're going to be nervous, how are we going to pay for the girl to go to college? How are we going to pay for the girl to get married? And what are we going to do? Says Rav Moshe, in the end of the day, they're very happy about it. Okay, they'll worry about the money later, they're going to figure it out. But bottom line, when the kid is born, they're very excited. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, he agrees with the conclusion, with the chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah, and he feels it's the right thing to do. Aye, says Rav Moshe, Avshalo husker zeh b'divrei rabbeinu. Aye, this was never mentioned until the Mishnah Berurah came along. And he says the Aruch HaShulchan, who was the also one of the ones who codified the modern-day Shulchan Aruch as well, also doesn't mention it. Yesh makom lomar, says Rav Moshe, there is room to argue, to lo mishum depligi al zeh. It's not that anybody argues on this chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah, but rather he says, ela mishum hapshitus, since it's so obvious, it's so clear, the argument that the Mishnah Berurah gives makes so much sense, lo kasvu vazeh, there's nothing to talk about. If you would make a Shechayanu on a good friend that you haven't seen in 30 days, then certainly there's nothing to argue here. Therefore, says Rav Moshe, you cannot bring any raya, any proof from the fact that nobody else said it before him. This is something that is such a milsa de pshita, and in fact, the Mishnah Berurah himself, when he says it, says, nearly pashut, it seems obvious to me, there's no reason to argue the case, it's very clear, and this is the argument that Rav Moshe has in defense of this practice of the Mishnah Berurah. But in fact, there are two very strong objections to reciting this bracha of Shechayanu when a baby girl is born. And this chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah might not be as simple as we might think. Again, the Mishnah Berurah made an equation. The same way when you have a friend who you haven't seen in 30 days, you recite a Shechayanu. So this should be no less than that. Perhaps it should be less than that. Why should it be less than that? My feelings of simcha are not any less. So what does it mean? So number one, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach registers two tainas, two objections that he think make this very, very questionable. Number one, he says, maybe this only makes sense to say a Shechayanu when a person has a friend, and you're so excited to see the friend, and now that you've identified that this is the person you've been missing for the last 30 days and you haven't been able to talk to or see, so now you say the Shechayanu because you're so excited. However, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, when you have somebody who they tell you this is your daughter, if 10 minutes later they would go and switch it with somebody else that looks pretty similar, you would have no idea. You don't have a relationship with your daughter yet. You're only excited about the fact that they're telling you it's your daughter. But when you see that person, you're not excited to see them. You're excited to know that your family now is another child. You don't say Shechayanu just when you hear something nice. No, but Rav Shlomo Zalman, listen to his words. Listen to what he writes in Minchas Shlomo. He's saying, whether it's going to happen or not is not the point. But the fact is, you're not excited to see this person. You don't know that it's the person. If they would come back and say, we mixed it up, you would say, okay, so now I'm going to love that one.
I've been anticipating this for at least 6-7 months.
You have, but says Rav Moshe, you don't just say Shachianu on good news. You say Shachianu when you see, when it's Roas Chaver that you haven't seen. He says over here, you have not clearly identified that this is Chaver yet. Listen what he says. Listen to Rav Shlomo Zalman. Yesh Ladan. Berov Mnei Adam Harom Tinok Ben Yomo Ogam Achare Kama Yom. When you have a child that's born in the hospital, and the child is just a few hours old. You don't have a good vision exactly to say, oh, look at these features, and it's her nose and his eyebrows and this hair and that. It's not clear to you yet. After a few weeks, after a few days, when you get used to it, so you know all the features. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, the truth is, they would be able to bring another baby into the room. And if they brought in the other baby from the the nursery, and they wheeled in the wrong kid into the wrong room, you would say, oh, look how cute. You wouldn't even realize, for many people, he says. Vim Kenny says, it turns out if that's true, then what emerges is, Iker Simchaso, what am I excited about when the girl is born? He rak hayidia v'lo ha'ia. I'm not excited about the fact that I see this person and I identify that's my child. I'm excited about the fact that I've been now told that I have a child. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that doesn't warrant a Shechiyanu. That's his argument. I think it's a very interesting argument. Correct. So that's where Shlomo Zalman writes, and therefore he says he doesn't think a Shechiyanu is a clear parallelism. You wanted to say the same way you make a Shechiyanu on somebody who you see after 30 days because you're so excited by seeing them. Therefore, he should say it over here because he's so excited. Much anticipation, 9 months. Says Shlomo Zalman, not so fast. I'm not so convinced because you're not excited about the seeing. You're excited about the hearing. So again, they write in the Sefer of Aleu Lo Yibo, which is a biography of Shlomo Zalman. They said, in the earlier years, Shlomo Zalman said, you should make a bracha. When his daughters or something were born, he said, it makes sense to make a bracha. He thinks the Mishnah Berurah is right. Then later on, he reconsidered and he said, he thinks that it's not so clear. And that's where Shlomo Zalman's opinion later on in his life was, you should not recite a Shechiyanu because of this argument that he presented, that it's not a direct parallelism between the case of Roas Chaver L'Achar Shloshim Yom and the case of a person who gets the opportunity to meet their child after 9 months of very excited anticipation. That's taina number one that they have. Objection number two that they raise is a very interesting one as well. The Shulchan Aruch here, when it says that Roas Chaveiro after 30 days has to make a Shechiyanu, Shulchan Aruch says that's only talking about a case where you had a friend, and now you lost touch with them for 30 days, and now you see them again, so you identify the friend that you always knew to be your friend. But when you see somebody for the first time, even though you're very excited to meet that person, but it happens not to be a friend of yours that you knew from beforehand that you had an acquaintance with before, Shulchan Aruch says a Shechiyanu is not supposed to be recited in a case like that. Shechiyanu is only recited in somebody who was your friend before, and now you haven't seen them, now you see them again, so then you recite the Shechiyanu. So here, says Rav Shlomo Zalman and others, this case is not parallel at all to the case that the Shulchan Aruch says. Over here you have somebody who you've never met before, this is the first time you're meeting the child. Even if you want to say, oh, I know it's my child and the features and I'm so excited and everything, but the bottom line is, it's not somebody who you recognized before and now you come to see them again, and therefore it doesn't follow the rules that the Shulchan Aruch outlines for saying the Shechiyanu. So this is a major question. How can the Mishnah Berurah make that leap to say that just like by Roas Chaveiro L'Achar Shloshim Yom, you recite a Shechiyanu, therefore you should say it here by the baby girl as well. After all, the baby girl you've never met in the past, this is the first time. When you meet somebody for the first time, you don't say Shechiyanu as excited as you might be. So that's a very controversial question. Because in the Tshuva's Har Tzvi, Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank records the story about the Minchas Elazar. Minchas Elazar was the great Munkacher Rebbe, and he said he had a lot of correspondence with a great tzaddik of his generation who was known in history as the Saba Kadisha. Saba Kadisha was Reb Shlomo Eliezer Alafandri. He was known to be a tremendous tzaddik, a big mekubel, whatever it was. I think they say he passed away at 117 years old or something. He lived, that's why he was called the Saba Kadisha, the old man. He really was an old man. So the Minchas Elazar had a lot of correspondence with him, but he never actually met him. And then when he finally had the opportunity to meet the Saba Kadisha, he made a Shechiyanu. And they all asked, oh, what are you making Shechiyanu? You never met him before. You only met him through the letters, but you never saw him before. Shulchan Aruch says the only time you have a right to say a Shechiyanu on Roas Chaver L'Achar Shloshim Yom is a situation where you knew the person beforehand, you've seen them before, and now you re-identify them again after 30 days. But here that was not the case. So they asked, how was he allowed to do that? And the story goes not only with him, but the story also is with the Aderis. The Aderis was the father-in-law of Rav Kook. He was also known to be a tremendous tzaddik and Talmud Chacham. The first time he went to Balazhin and met the Netziv stood up and Shechiyanu on seeing the Aderis. And the Aderis discussed it with him. You've never met me before. I know you're very excited. I know that I'm a wonderful person. I know that I'm very well known. And I know you're excited to see me, but why are you making a Shechiyana? You only make a Shechiyana if it's someone that you've seen before. So the Aderis came to the conclusion, again, it's an interesting way that he expresses himself, but he writes that the feelings of Simcha when the Netziv saw him were so intense, were so extreme, was so unusual and excessive. It's not the regular Simcha that you have when you meet someone. You're getting to meet the Aderis. That's what the Aderis writes about himself. He says that Netziv had the chance to meet me, to meet the Aderis. Therefore, the feelings of overwhelming Simcha that he had warranted a Shechiyanu even on that. And that's the pshat that they say by the Sabbat Kaddisha and the Minchas Elazar as well. Minchas Elazar, you're right. He never met him before, but he had a correspondence with him, and he knew he was a great tzaddik, and he was very excited to finally have the opportunity to meet him. He was so overcome with overwhelming emotion, he was so staggered by the experience of finally getting to meet the Sabbat Kaddisha, that's why the Minchas Elazar felt it was justified for him to make the Brach of Shechiyanu, even though he never actually met him, he never saw him in person before that occasion. And this is what the Mishnah Berurah writes as well, in the name of the Prima Gadim in a different place, that if a person has a opportunity like that to see something, and they're going to have such an overwhelming sense of simcha, even though they've never met the child before, you're able to make a Shechiyanu. So perhaps that's what the Mishnah Berurah means here as well. You're right, it's not exactly parallel to the way the Shulchan Aruch describes the Brach of Shechiyanu on a friend, but the understanding is when a person has the chance to meet their child for the first time, it's a very exciting experience, even if you might not recognize them 1,000%, and even if they can change it with another baby and you might not realize, you might not see it right away, obviously your wife will, but you might not. So still, the Mishnah Berurah writes, if it's going to be such an overwhelming sense of gratitude, such an overwhelming sense of simcha, person has the right to say Shechiyanu even under those conditions. Again, this is a big machlokas about what we would do. Would we assume someone should make a Shechiyanu upon seeing the birth of a baby daughter, or should we assume that since this is something that was never mentioned before, and it's something that Reb Shlomo Zalman brings into very serious question, based on the guidelines of Shechiyanu in general, so would we assume that a Shechiyanu should be recited on such an occasion? Again, I did see somebody mention, I forgot who, somebody did mention that maybe you should put on a Beged Chadash, maybe you should put on a new suit, and the same way on Rosh Hashanah, we eat a Pri Chadash, we eat a Beged Chadash, we say Shechiyanu on that, maybe we should say the Shechiyanu here as well, because it's a Safik Brachas, this way you get yourself out of it, which again, is not so simple, because nowadays, as we mentioned, nowadays that we buy so many articles of clothing, and so many suits in the closet, it's not so clear that you'll ever make a Shechiyanu on a new suit. It's not such an exciting experience for us. So again, this issue of the Shechiyanu on the baby girl is questionable in the first place. Even if you put on a Beged Chadash, it might still be questionable. It's not clear you're going to get yourself out of the Shaila. But we do find that you have the bracha of Hatova HaMeitav on a baby boy. You have the bracha that the Mishnah Berurah discusses about the Shechiyanu on the baby girl, perhaps. And that was up for major debate and discussion as to whether or not this is a bracha that we should be reciting and adopting the practice, or whether or not this is something we should perhaps stay away from. Reb Chananya ben Akasha Omer.